I think, again, part of this new Trump deal that, you know, and again, there's everything is very unclear about it. And, you know, but I'm concerned that the European Union, as a bloc, is committed to buying more gas and oil than we actually need from America. And this is part of the deal. We don't actually know where this is going to be used, what it's going to be used for, and we don't have the infrastructure to store it. Like, particularly, this is, I think, I'm concerned about the Northwest, because we know that, and the West, that they know that there's plans to build an LNG terminal in Shannon, and is the danger, when if you kind of forward thinking and keep going down the line, is that we're going to become completely hooked on use of, if we're going to have this new trade with America around fossil fuels, that we'll be completely hooked on American gas, which we know that frack gas is part of, that will eventually we'll end up having to exploit our own gas here. And we know that that's a huge concern in Leitrim, and that will introduce fracking into our own system. So, like, again, I think we need to resist this, like, really, really, really come out strong about this. We don't need the introduction of frack gas into the Irish energy mix. And we know that, we know the consequences, you know, the health, the detrimental health impacts of it, not only environmentally, but also to people's health. And I think that this, another part of this trade deal with Trump is that there seems to be this complete removal away from investing in renewable energy sources, going back to fossil fuel infrastructure, which is completely bonkers in my mind.
There does seem to be quite a strong movement, though, locally and indeed nationally against this. We did see protests in recent weeks outside Leinster House. Do you have faith that the government will listen to, that train of thought that frack gas shouldn't go ahead in this country?
Well, I think they have to listen to it. And I think, like, this, and this new deal is very, I mean, there is huge grassroots movements coming out in support of completely having nothing to do with frack gas in Ireland, not only for the importation, but also that long-term that we'll end up that we're actually going to start exporting frack gas and using frack gas ourselves in this country, which we don't need and we don't want. It's a filthy, dirty gas. But this new announcement about a part of this trade block is that, like, it's going to be a huge, I mean, I think it's something like in 2024, the EU got 45% of its LNG from the USA at a cost of $76 billion. And now there's talk about buying $750 billion worth of gas from America, which is almost 10 times as much. So, like, where is this going to go? Why is it going to be stored? Like, so there's a huge amount of kind of questions that need to be asked and cleared up around this.